October 13th, Tuesday. What are the works that open heaven and earth? As you do the prayer of 24 hours, take a quick look and you'll see what you mustn't do and what you absolutely must do. If you do true evangelism, you won't need to say, "This is how I'll evangelize," or "Give me this much." If you really go out into the field, you won't need anything. Instead, if those whom you helped to change and receive grace in the field offer help to you, your greatest concern will be whether or not to accept it. However, if you go around pretending to evangelize, it'll become quite costly. Therefore, it's important how you receive the mission. If by chance the pastor isn't doing well, it's because he has lost leisure in his heart. Then if you're a church officer, all you have to do is make the atmosphere comfortable for the pastor and realistically carry out the mission. When remnants and church members realize their missions, tremendous works will arise. Those works cannot be categorized as easy or difficult, because those works are outside the boundary of what a mission is. If they are busy doing other tasks, they won't be able to see the fulfillment of the covenant. In other words, if they realize that the mission must be done, they'll see works that open heaven and earth. The model of the summit, Acts chapter 1, verse 14. All these with one accord were devoting themselves to prayer, together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers. When church officers look at the disaster zones of this age, important answers will begin. Just as Jewish adults relay missions to future generations through coming-of-age ceremonies, you'll stand as a summit model who relays missions to other summits. However, this isn't just another program. By enjoying God's grace every day through the prayer of 24 hours, you simply have to relay the mission that will completely overturn the field. This must be accomplished without any other reason or motives. And you must understand that you won't receive any answers at this time. Number 1. The word summit. When you realize the correct mission, you'll receive the answer of opening heaven and earth and stand as the word summit. Jethro, Rahab, Jesse, Obadiah, Mordecai, Gaius, Priscilla, and Aquila were witnesses of this. As soon as they held on to the accurate mission, the covenant that was beyond their power was fulfilled. Number 2, the spiritual summit, skill summit, and cultural summit. If you hold on to the word incorrectly, you won't become a spiritual summit. The spiritual summit knows about the works of the triune God that took place before creation. In the midst of enjoying those answers, the spiritual summit will live. The 62 points of the evangelist's life, with prayer topics that were given from above, the spiritual summit will experience the answers of only uniqueness and recreation. At that time, he or she will experience the works of 25 hours that transcends 24 hours, and stand as the cultural summit who leaves behind an eternal masterpiece. Nobody can block these answers. In doing so, there's a field that you'll be able to see. It's the blind spot where the gospel is absolutely needed. In that field, you'll see what you must and mustn't do and what is urgently needed. Dear God, help me to hold on to the correct covenant and mission that are inside the Word as the spiritual summit, skill summit, and cultural summit lead me to save the blind spots in the field. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.